Tomorrow, maybe, Barrington. Tonight, I'm going to party till I puke. The lake house belonged to Dominique's father, who said it used to belong to Michael Saldana, that it was his home in the days before the starscrapers had matured to their full size. It was a series of looping chambers sunk into the side of a cliff above a lake up near the northern end cap. The walls looked as though they had been wind-carved. Inside, the decor was simplistic and expensive, a holiday and entertainment pied-à-terre, not a home. Artwork of various eras had been blended perfectly, and big plants from several planets flourished in the corners, chosen for their striking contrasts. Outside the broad glass window doors overlooking the huge lake, Tranquility's axial light tube was dimming towards its usual iridescent twilight. Inside, the party was just beginning to warm up. The 8-piece band was playing 23rd-century raggas. Processor blocks were loaded with outre stimulant programs, and the caterers were assembling a seafood buffet of freshly imported Atlantis delicacies. Joshua lay back on a long couch to one side of the main lounge, dressed in a pair of baggy grey-blue trousers and green Chinese jacket, receiving and dispensing greetings to strangers and acquaintances alike. Dominique's set were all young and carefree, and very rich even by Tranquility's standards, and they certainly knew how to party. He thought he could see the solid, raw polyp walls vibrating from the sound they kicked up on the temporary dance floor. He took another sip of Norfolk Tears. The clear, light liquid ran down his throat like the lightest chilled wine, punching his gut like boiling whiskey. It was glorious. $500 a bottle. Jesus! Joshua, I just heard. Congratulations! It was Dominique's father, Paris Vasilovsky, pumping his hand. He had a round face with a curly berry of glossy silver-grey hair. There were very few lines on his skin, a sure sign of a geneering heritage. He must have been at least 90. One of us idle rich now, eh? God, I can hardly remember what it was like right back at the beginning. Let me tell you, the first 10 million is always the most difficult. After that, no problem. Thanks. People had been congratulating him all evening. He was the party's star attraction, the day's novelty. Since his mother had remarried a vice president of the Brandstad Bank, he had dwelt on the fringes of the plutocrat set which occupied the heart of Tranquility. They were free enough with their hospitality, especially the daughters, who liked to think of themselves as bohemian, and his scavenging flights made him notorious enough to enjoy both their patronage and bodies. But he had always been an observer, until now. "Dominique tells me you're going into the cargo business," Paris Vasilovsky said. "That's right. I'm going to refit Lady Mac, Dad's old ship. Take her out again." "Going to undercut me?" Paris Vasilovsky owned over 250 starships, ranging from small clippers up to 10,000-ton bulk freighters, even some colonist carrier ships. It was the seventh largest private merchant fleet in the Confederation. Joshua looked him straight in the eye without smiling. "Yes." Paris nodded, suddenly serious. He had started with nothing 70 years ago. "You'll do all right, Joshua. Come down to the apartment one night before you go. Have dinner as my guest. I mean it." "I'll do that." "Great." A thick white eyebrow was raised knowingly. "Dominique will be there. You could do a lot worse. She's one hell of a girl. A little fancy-free, but tough underneath." "Yes." Joshua managed a weak smile. "Paris Vasilovsky, matchmaker. And I'm considered suitable for that family. Jesus! I wonder what he'd think if he knew what his little darling daughter was doing last night. Although, knowing this lot, he'd probably want to join in." Joshua caught sight of Zoe, another sometimes girlfriend, who was on the other side of the room, her sleeveless white gown creating a sharp contrast with her midnight black skin. She met his eye and smiled, wiggling her glass. He recognized one of the other teenage girls in the group she was with, smaller than her, with short blonde hair, wearing a sea-blue sarong skirt and loose matching blouse. Pretty freckled face, a thinnish nose with a slight downward curve at the end, and deep blue eyes. He had met her once or twice before, a quick hello, friend of a friend. His neural nanonics located her visual image in a file and produced the name Ione.